Detective Boxmeyer, 24th of May, 2017. Time is 19:16 hours. I'm at the Gallatin County Law and Justice Center. I'm in the sergeant's office conducting an interview with, can you go ahead and state your name for me?
Faith Mangan.
And can you give me your date of birth? Okay. And today I'm interviewing you about an incident that occurred at the Greg Gianforte campaign headquarters this afternoon where you were present. Can you kind of just run me through the events of, you know, where it occurred and why you were there and just leading up to and then the incident itself, and then I'll interject some questions if I have any.
Sure. So I'm a field producer, and part of what I do is set things up behind the scenes, make arrangements, you know, what time do we show up, where do we show up. So I had been texting with, I'm not sure whether his official title is campaign manager or spokesperson. I believe his name is Shane Scanlon, but I could look it up in my phone for you. But we've been texting over the course of the last 24 hours or so to make arrangements to catch up with the candidate, Greg Gianforte, for an interview. And I knew they were going to make it to three cities today and end in Bozeman. And we had an interview, another unrelated interview with a political science professor in town today. So I'd been kind of keeping in touch with him about when we were going to be done with our other earlier stuff. It also depended on when our correspondent was going to physically land in town, because she flew in this afternoon. And I had the address. I think it's considered their campaign headquarters, or their campaign headquarters for this particular city. And I had gotten permission from him to, even if we were done earlier, to go to the headquarters and set up in advance of them arriving from their other cities that they were visiting today. And so that's what we did. We went there and we scoped it out, and decided that a side room would be better so that there wouldn't be the noise of campaign workers and food being served and all of that stuff. So we started setting up in this room, you know, with lighting and all the stuff that goes into TV. And while our photographer was doing the setup, I was doing some stuff with my laptop and media management, so I was multitasking. And Greg, the candidate, arrived in the room, and we did introductions. I know Alicia met him, and I met him. I don't think Keith, our photog, had met him, because Keith said to me he had to grab two more things to be, and then he was going to be ready for the interview. And so we were doing what we normally do, which is small talk. You know, he was Greg was recommending restaurants and talking about the restaurant scene and why Bozeman has so many restaurants. And then I was the furthest away out of any of the other witnesses in the room. I was kind of up against the windows with my computer on a chair and doing what I was doing, so I wasn't fully engaged in the conversation. And someone walked into the room, and for some reason he sounded kind of insistent, but I was the furthest point in the room, and he started asking questions, but I either didn't hear the questions or just wasn't paying attention, because I actually for some reason just thought he was a campaign worker or a campaign overzealous volunteer. And I didn't see whatever recording device he had, so I just thought he was bugging the candidate for something. I didn't realize that he was another member of the media. And I heard Greg say something like, you know, I'll get with you, or defer it in some way. And then Greg's voice noticeably went up, and he said something like, talk to Shane, or something very like, you know, it kind of went up a level. The exchange got more intense. And I think I might have been looking back to what I was still doing. And so it was kind of, I guess they were kind of more to my side where I was in the room. You know, I was up against the windows, and the door was directly opposite me. And I was standing, and I saw movement, and they went down on the ground, and Greg, the candidate, was on top of this man that has since been identified as a reporter. And I saw a movement of his arms that led me to believe he was punching the guy. And my thought was, are we being punked? Like, are these two campaign guys playing around? Are they creating some kind of scene for us? And it was you know, they went down in the midst of a lot of junk around them, like a table, and our camera, which is a very high value piece of equipment, was just on the other side of the table. So they went down, and then there's the table, and then there's our camera. So I'm watching our camera and our photog, Keith, to make sure that the camera's not going to be taken over in this scuffle. And I'm looking at Alicia out of the other eye because I'm afraid she's going to get swept up in all of this. And then it stopped, and the guy who was on the ground started complaining about his saying, "You broke my glasses. You broke my eyeglasses." They got up, and the three of us, myself, Alicia, and Keith, were just kind of all quiet, stunned, staring. And the guy who has since been identified as the reporter said, "You know, what I want police called." And I'm not sure if he said it, whether he wanted police called first or whether he said, "What are your names?" But he wanted our names. So we asked for the police to be called, and he asked for our names, and we didn't say anything. Then I don't remember, but Alicia told me that Greg just apologized profusely. And then Alicia was just like, "We need a minute." And because we were literally about to start an interview. And at that point, you know, we were thinking, we have to let our bosses know this happened. We have to decide whether to do the interview, how to report this incident, all that stuff. And so we basically asked to have the room to ourselves and went from there. And I never saw Greg after that.
Okay. Did you hear any of the questions that the guy was asking?
Not that I recall. Alicia says he was asking about the CBO report, but I didn't hear it. I don't think my hearing is always the best. And since I was multitasking, I don't really feel like I was really clued into what he was asking. I noticed there was an insistency. But I guess I made the assumption that, oh, he's in our room, our interview room. He must be with the campaign.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't expecting another member of the media to kind of bomb in there like that. Sometimes that'll happen when you're out in the field in a press pack at a fire scene or something where it turns into a big scrum. But I wasn't expecting other media to pop in there.
Okay. You weren't made aware prior of any other media.
Exactly. We were under the impression that we were setting up for a private one-on-one meet. Interview.
Okay. Now, you said you saw some movement and then they went to the ground.
Right.
Can you explain that a little bit?
I think I saw Greg grab this guy and they went down together. Because Greg has also seemed like he's bigger for some reason, at least my memory of the situation. But I think Alicia saw more about exactly how the grabbing took place, but they went down together and Greg was on top. And then I saw movement that led me to believe he was punching the guy or doing something physical to the guy.
Okay.
And his back was mostly to me. He was on top of the guy, you know.
And what made you believe that he was punching the guy? What kind of movement? I mean,
I saw like shoulder movement, shoulder and arm movement.
Okay. At this time, was the guy that was on the ground saying anything?
I can't remember.
Okay, so they go to the ground, and then it just ends?
Within a few seconds. And then I remember the stuff that was said after, like the, "You broke my glasses, and I want the police." But what was actually happening during that couple seconds of tussle or beating, you know, I don't remember what was said.
Okay. Did Greg say anything to you guys after the fact?
Alicia says he did, but I was so focused on Alicia and Keith and the camera that I didn't hear it. I didn't absorb it.
Okay. And so then you said Greg left and you guys needed a moment in the room by yourself. And
right.
How long do you think elapsed before law enforcement arrived on scene?
I'm guessing within 15 minutes, maybe quicker. But his campaign manager, who I'd been in contact with, Shane, he came in once wanting to know what happened because Shane said he didn't know what happened, and I didn't want to say much until we had talked to our bosses. And then he came in another time, and Alicia told him a little more.
What was his reaction?
I don't think he really gave much. He was just acting bewildered, like he didn't know what was going on. the first time he came in. And then, you know, I was just like, I'm sorry, we have to talk to our bosses before we can say much or talk to you or figure out what we're doing here. So basically I was just kind of trying to get him to kind of leave us alone. And then it might have been the second time or possibly a third time that he came in and he said that you folks, you know, your department was there and needed to talk to us. And that's when we gathered our, you know, some of our stuff up to come out and talk to law enforcement when we were told you were there and that you needed to talk to us.
Okay. How long are you guys in town for?
Well, unfortunately, the plan could be changing. I really don't, I think management's right now figuring out how to deal with all this, but the original plan was to put together a report tomorrow to go into a show called Special Report with Brett Baer and then do live shots on Friday about how the election turned out. But I don't know if now we're going to be expected to do live shots tomorrow. I don't quite know how it's all happening.
Okay. Where are you guys staying at?
The Element, which I think is on Main Street or off Main Street.
Okay. Is there anything else that you can think of that would help us in our investigation? Anything that you thought that I would ask that I didn't?
I mean, your sergeant asked earlier, and I think it's a fair question, is, you know, do you think the reaction was like an overreaction to being insistently asked questions? Because I've done a lot of work following politics and running around by myself with my own equipment and following candidates. I've been an embed. I've covered at least two presidential elections now, and I've never seen anything so shocking like this happen, you know, to just not care for the questions and to just take someone down like that. I mean, and that...
Do you feel like... Well, I guess let me phrase it to you like this. So, do you feel like he was physically aggressive, the reporter, towards
no,
Mr. James?
No, not what I saw. Okay. Not what I saw.
And I know you didn't really see a lot.
Right.
Did it seem that way with his questioning that he was getting?
No, I think there's probably way worse hounding that goes on in this country, either between regular media or paparazzi.
Yeah.
You know, it was pretty shocking, and what I took away from it was that Greg took this guy down. I mean, you know, it just stunning to me, because it scared me, because I do similar work, you know, so just to see that just is mind-blowing.
Okay. Did the reporter seem scared, or was he angry? Was he after the altercation occurred?
Angry after the altercation? Mm-hmm. He seemed, I don't know if I'd call it angry or scared. Possibly both or a little in between. I mean, he wanted police and he was upset about his glasses, you
okay.
know?
What did the reporter look like after the incident?
You know, I didn't look at him. I looked down.
Okay.
So if he broke his nose or something, I wouldn't know.
You didn't see anything that
yeah.
would help us?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't... Okay. Yeah, I kind of just was thinking, oh my gosh, which phone do I use to call the bosses?
Okay. I don't have any further questions
okay.
for you.
All right.
I think you guys have given us
what you need.
Given us a good statement on what you guys saw and what you guys heard.
Okay.
So, Detective Boxmeyer, you know, recording at 1930.